Hello, you are listening to the Five Towns podcast. My name is Mark, and I am a lifelong Five Townser. I will be discussing issues on this podcast related to Hewlett, Woodmere, Cedarhurst, Inwood, and Lawrence, as well as the surrounding towns and areas such as Lynbrook, Valley Stream, and East Rockaway. On this podcast, you can expect discussions on town board decisions, new business openings and closings, local elections and candidates, historical and current events, as well as community issues. If you have any questions or comments, or maybe you want to come onto the show, please feel free to reach out to me at Mark, M-A-R-K, at fivetownspodcast.com. For this first episode, I'm going to just touch upon some headlines and some big stuff that's happening in the Five Towns. Please be aware that this podcast is totally unscripted, and although I have some notes in front of me, I'm not going to be, you know, like reading too much on this. But over in Hewlett, Hewlett High School is named the top academic achievers of 2025. On March 7th, 2025, Hewlett High School announced Ava Morgan as valedictorian and Rachel Chen as salutatorian for the class of 2025. Congratulations to both of these fine young ladies, and I think that it's just incredible. As somebody who lives in Hewlett, I absolutely love District 14, and I love all of our schools, so I'm not picking sides. Bonnie Zachrin celebrates a decade of leadership over at the Hewlett-Woodmere Business Association, which is run by David Friedman. David, if you're listening, how you doing? And, you know, many of you know who David is. David is kind of like the mayor of Hewlett, and just a great, I would love to have an actual position for David like that, where we actually make him the mayor. I think it would be really great. Maybe we can work on that. My podcast is really a centrist podcast, so I don't want anyone to think like I'm leaning one way or the other, even though I think we all do, but that's beside the point. But Bruce Blakeman announced an ICE partnership, which targets criminals to keep Nassau County safe. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman formalized a partnership with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is ICE. The agreement assigns 10 Nassau County police detectives to assist ICE in identifying and deporting undocumented immigrants with criminal records. So, you know what? We have to do what we have to do, right? We're a nation of laws. Let's see. Lawrence is doing some pretty interesting things with Israel bonds. The Lawrence School District became the first U.S. public school district to invest reserve funds into Israel bonds. The decision, approved by the school board on January 15th, 2025, involved allocating $1 million from its $10 million reserve. The move, facilitated through Development Corporation for Israel, aims to diversify investments while supporting Israel's economy, though it sparked debate among residents over financial priorities. The bonds offer a 4.5% return over 5 years, and that's it. I think it's a great step. U.S. money is certainly safe, in my opinion, in Israel, period. I mean, if I can invest in something in Israel, I personally feel as though it's safe money. But this, I'm not giving any type of financial advice. Sadder news about Hewlett is over here in Hewlett-Woodmere, we're going to be cutting some teaching positions. And this is something that's really dear to my heart, because I do have a child who attends the Hewlett High School. We love Hewlett High School, but unfortunately, we're going to be eliminating 12 teaching positions for the remainder of the year. Superintendent Mark Bertrando presented the decision on February 10th, 2025 at the board meeting, citing a $3.2 million budget shortfall driven by declining enrollment and rising costs. We're also talking about a petition to retain the Ogden Elementary School principal, Laura LaSala. In February 2025, Hewlett-Woodmere residents launched a petition to retain Ogden Elementary School principal, Laura LaSala, whose contract may not be renewed for 25 to 2026. The effort, initiated by parent Jennifer Cohen, if you're listening, Jennifer, how you doing? On February 5th, 2025, it gathered over 800 signatures by mid-month. LaSala, who's the principal since 2018, is credited with improving test scores and morale. The school board, chaired by Jonathan Altus, has not delivered reasons for the potential change, citing personnel confidentiality. We all hate that. Supporters rallied at the February 12th, 2025 meeting, urging transparency. The petition, hosted on change.org, it remains active, and a decision is expected in April of 2025. Over there in Valley Stream, we have a bomb threat. A bomb threat disrupted operations at the Valley Stream Walmart on Green Acres Road. That has to be really scary. I mean, it's scary in general to go to Walmart. And, you know, maybe you're picking out some Taco Bell Diablo sauce in the jar. But anyway, the bomb squad led by Detective James Flynn conducted a sweep, concluded by 1 p.m. that the threat was unfounded. Shoppers and employees were allowed to return, though the incident heightened local anxiety. Police are investigating the call's origin with no arrest reported as of March 12th, 2025. Let's see. Over in Lawrence Woodmere Academy, we have on January 25th, 2025, freshman basketball players clinched the PSAA Conference Championship, defeating Portledge School 62-58. Congratulations. That's pretty awesome. Standouts include point guard Ethan Davis, who scored 18 points, and forward Jaden Carter with 15 rebounds. Coach Marc Alexandre, I'm not really sure if I'm butchering your name, praised their teamwork, noting the team's 14-2 season record. This is just a basic overview. And if you just want to like kind of pop on here, you can call in. You can call in anonymously. And you just have to reach out to me so I can give you my phone number. And we can do all of that and it can be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. Tell your friends. And if you do have news for this, seriously, Mark at fivetownspodcast.com. If you have a business opening, if you have some local gossip, if you have anything, but don't send me any like Nigerian scams. That's just, you know, crazy. If you like this podcast, please feel free to subscribe. And if you have any questions, again, please reach out to me at Mark, M-E-R-K, at fivetownspodcast.com. Thank you for your time. And the next episode will be coming soon.